Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Yevamos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachir Defan, Ruzivig Hagun, Bikharav Mamish. And Mishnah Daled tells us, Akol Nemanim Le'ida, everyone is believed to give testimony about a woman that her husband died, chutz, except for the following women. Mechamaisa, her mother-in-law, Ubas Chamaisa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, meaning the sister of her husband, her sister-in-law, Vitzarasa, and her co-wife, Vivimta and her Yevama, meaning her husband's brother's wife, Ubas Baila, and the daughter of her husband. In all these cases, we don't believe these women because we know they have a particular hatred or dislike for this woman, and perhaps they're lying about the fact that her husband died. Now the Mishnah asks, Ma bein get lemisa? What's the difference between get and misa? These five women, who are not believed to say that her husband died, are believed to bring her get, and what's the difference? The answer is Shaksav Mechiach, because what's written in the Ksav proves that what they're saying is correct. When they come with a get, it's not that we're believing them that her husband divorced her. We have a get in front of us that shows that her husband divorced her. So therefore, get is different than misa. Now we have a number of cases. Eid Omer Mace. One aid comes and says that her husband died. Vinny says that she got remarried. Uba Acher Va'amar. Then another fellow comes along and says, Loi Mace, her husband didn't die. Harezu Loi Tetzei. She doesn't have to leave this marriage. That's because we don't believe this new aid. She already got married. Now let's say Eid Omer Mace. One aid says that her husband died, and we technically believe that aid. But then Ushnai Maimrim, two aidim came along and said, Loi Mace, that her husband did not die. So Afal Pi Shani says, even if she already had gotten married, Tate says she has to leave that marriage because we believe the two Adim over one. Now let's say it was the other way around. Shnaim Oimer Meis Ve'ed Oimer Loi Meis. Two Adim said that her husband died and one Aid said, no, he didn't. Afal Pisha Loini says, even if she had not yet gotten remarried, Tinase, she's still allowed to get married because we trust the two Adim over the one. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, now talking about a scenario where a husband went with his two wives overseas and both of them came back and Achsomeres one says Meis, that my husband died, Vachsomeres Loi Meis, and the other one said, my husband did not die. So Zusha Meres Meis, the one who said that the husband died, she could get remarried and get her ksuba, and the one that said that her husband didn't die, she can't get remarried and she doesn't get her ksuba. In other words, we believe each wife in what she's saying, even though they're both talking about the same man. Now let's say, one of the wives says, our husband died, and the other one says, he was killed. So Rav Meir says, since they're contradicting each other, they're not allowed to get married. And Rav Meir also argues with the first case of the Mishnah, where one says he died and one says he didn't die, since they're contradicting each other, they can't get remarried. Now, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say, since both of them admit that he's not alive anymore, they're just arguing about how he died, they are allowed to get married. Now, let's say Eid Omer Meis, one Eid says that he died, Ve'ed Omer Loi Meis, another Eid says he did not die, or Isha Meres Meis, Isha Meres Loi Meis, one woman says that that woman's husband died, and another woman said that woman's husband did not die. In both of these cases, HaRezu Loi Tinase, she's not allowed to get remarried, because we have contradicting Adas over here, and so she has status quo until we could prove otherwise. We're going to stop here for the day and pick tomorrow with more scenarios, Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.